Megan Berry's resignation as Nashville's mayor basically ends a running debate about whether to close General Hospital. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports David Briley pushed back against the mayor's plans even before he took over her job.
To her credit, Briley says, Megan Berry listened to his counterpoint and slowed down her cost-cutting plan to end inpatient care at the city's hospital for the uninsured. But now that he's in charge, there's no question.
I'm committed to the city having a public hospital. Period.
Still, Briley says he wants to use the public's money in the most efficient way possible. The Metro Council named a working group to discuss new operating models that might wean the hospital off of roughly $50 million a year it's been getting from the city. That group hasn't met yet, but still plans to. There's just not as much of a rush now. The hospital authority itself is conducting a strategic review, and Councilwoman Erica Gilmore says that will be an important starting point.
For so long, they hadn't really had an opportunity or a platform where we really listened to them, because we had just kind of been taking the role as a city and just saying cut, cut, cut. So I just think the reports that they have to offer will really be insightful.
The management of General Hospital wasn't even consulted before the closure announcement in November. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.